email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
It's Thursday, so it's comedian Eleanor Tiernan has popped in. Ahead of her stint, of course, at the Ivy Gardens Comedy Festival this weekend. It's running until Sunday. Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you. How are you, Eleanor?
I'm good, Brandon.
So you have been part of that comedy festival from its inception.
I know, it makes me sound really old.
That's an opportunity for you to say, how old is it?
Yeah, I actually don't know. I've lost count. I think maybe
10 years?
25 years. No, it's like maybe 12 years old.
Yeah, I feel like it's been going for a good while, yeah.
Yeah, I've done every one.
Have you?
Every single one, yeah.
Oh, festivals you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Every single one, but except, I don't know, did I even tell you about last year?
No, go on.
Oh
my gosh. But you're going to.
Yes, I am, because I have a bone to pick. Got back last year. I had a lovely show. I was hosting big show in the big tent, 500 people in, you know, all fired up for that. And about 12 o'clock that day, I started to feel a little bit dodgy, a bit like, oh God, it's hard to get up out of the chair today. And I said, oh my God, I better do an out test. And
oh. You
positive.
Had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had it.
So you had to be.
So I had an interesting choice to make then, which is
contaminate 500 people.
Exactly.
For the sake of a laugh.
I did, yeah, yeah. And I guess my rationale in the end was like that. I actually don't, I'm all comedians are slightly sociopathic, but I'm not that much of a sociopath that I could go on stage and deliver a whole show knowing
everybody had those strange choices as it starts to fade away.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, and then my I had a box of tests that went out of date.
Ah.
You know, so there was lots of
there was
little bumps in the road, wasn't there? Anyway, you did the right thing, right?
I did. I just want credit for not infecting 500. 500 people didn't get COVID last year because of me.
You get to tell the nation that.
Here we go, finally.
You're such a wonderful human. Okay, you're living full time in London?
I'm in the UK.
Yeah.
Yes.
I lived there for many years as well. Where are you in London?
I'm East
London. Of course you
London.
Are. Hipster.
Yes.
That'll explain the cardi. Where are
people
you East?
People online need to look. East. I'm keeping an eye out for Ryan Tubridy, but I never see him over there.
I've bumped into Ryan plenty of times over there. Yeah, so I've been over quite a few times. Yeah. So you moved over before Brexit. So you saw a sea change, didn't you? I experienced a change before and after.
It's true. Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. There was a little bit of a feeling. I know Irish people are, I guess, like we are immigrants, but we're not like we're the least immigranty immigrant over there. Do you know, but there's obviously a whole load of chat about immigrants. It's really hard not to kind of take it personally, you know, and, you know, but you understand most people are nice, etc. And then Brexit happened and it was a bit like, oh no, you actually mean it. You actually do want immigrants to go home. Okay. 52% you do anyway.
And you had just all moved right. there. So do you feel you tipped the balance maybe?
Vote? That was, I like, this is something I did and said. That's my comedy. Not up to scratch. But actually then I realised later, I actually didn't realise at the time, I actually had a vote in Brexit because, you know, there's this kind of reciprocal arrangement.
Yes.
I had a vote the whole time. I didn't realise. So I could have voted.
As Irish people in London, you have a vote in the UK.
In the UK, yeah, we can vote. Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
there you go. And did you vote?
And I didn't vote. So
I'm keeping score of your social output there. Yeah,
200,000 more of me would have tipped the balance if we'd had the.
So you're there, the vote happens. So that's, 10 years. Wow, it feels like only yesterday in some weird ways, isn't it?
Yesterday, but then so much has happened as well.
Of course.
The world's a different place.
It really is. What's your vibe in the UK now? What's it feel like living there as an Irish person?
I think it's good, but I guess like you kind of look at NECAP, the way they're kind of talked about it and treated, and you kind of realise that maybe there's a lot of more distance between the two countries than you'd first realised. Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose we grew up in a time when movement between the two countries was very fluid and became very cheap to do as well.
True.
You know, it was a lot less of an expedition to fly back and forth. What's your big differences between living there? I mean, because I lived there for 20 years, and I commuted back and forth a lot, which drove me crazy having to do it. But I think this is a really old man thing to say. I think London lets you know when it's done with you.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you're kind of like, when you get grumpy queuing for a cinema, you're like, you need to go home.
Yeah, or, yes.
Because you have to schedule everything. It's a different way of life, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
What do you find
yeah.
the biggest difference?
I mean, the first time I went, the first month I was there, I met a friend of mine and I was like, yeah, let's meet up. And he was like, yeah, you're great, you're here. And I said, when will we meet? And he like suggested a date like 6 months in the future. I was like, what are you talking about?
You met now.
This week, like, yeah. Yeah.
And things can happen in London where you find yourself, if you're not scheduled or planned, you find yourself literally on your own.
And you have to be proactive about having a social life. You have to work and like be strategic about having friends. Like that's just fluid. And aren't you be nearly embarrassed to be thinking like that about things? But you can very, you know, if you don't do that, you can, as you say... Yeah, well,
you have to find your community, right?
It's true.
And what's your community? Is it the comedy clubs? Is it comedy? What's that comedy club?
I'm lucky.
One?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You kind comedy
of have
seller.
You have a built-in network of mad heads in the comedy scene. So
oh, that's great.
It's great. Yes, yes. And the Irish ones are great. I'm, you know, big fan of Alison Spittle and in all ways and yeah, other Irish comics as well.
And it's funny, when I first went there in the late 80s, Irish bar. No, I'm here to experience living in London, you know. I live in London, you know. But then as you lean into the diaspora, it's really powerful, isn't it? There's a lovely connection there and support there now.
There is, yeah. There's that London Irish Centre. I don't know.
Have you played there?
I have played there. And then last year, I mean, I'm name dropping now.
Go on.
But I did a little bit of support for my cousin Tommy over there. And
is he your cousin?
Yeah. He's, yeah, yeah. We're cousins. Loads of people think he's my uncle, and I go, I let them think that.
Yes.
But yes.
Couldn't be cousins. Surely he's your uncle.
Yeah, exactly. I did loads of dates with him, and I guess the balance being tipped in favour of there being Irish people in the audience changed my experience of gigging in the UK, because it was almost like there was a mischief in the air that we could say things that we had been bottling up inside ourselves, you know, just be a little bit more frank about, you know, what we think of the experience of living there.
Can you give me an example without getting us pulled off the air?
I know, yeah, yeah. Don't
get me in trouble.
Well, to go back to the earlier thing I was saying about, I guess, being like, we're not really kind of treated as immigrants over there.
No.
You know,
we open our mouths?
Which is, you know, kind of, it works in our favour probably in lots of ways. But also, you know, like, you kind of sometimes you want to, you know, you want to be recognised for, you know, your nationality. You know, it's different. One of the things I've been saying is that, you know, there's no other nationalities want to do the UK citizenship test. Irish people wish we could do an anti-citizenship test. So we can't do that. So we have to go in and do the citizenship test, but just don't try and pass it. Just go in and fail it.
You're not
exactly.
English.
So there's questions like, how long did Oliver Cromwell live? And you're like, too fucking long. Sorry.
Apologies for the thing.
Sorry,
producer, we got into it there.
Jumping off the chair.
Sorry, you're very passionate about this subject. I can tell, Eleanor. I can tell you're very passionate. Okie dokie. What other examples have you got without swearing? Sorry.
What other examples?
I like the fact that we want to prove that we're not English. See, the funny thing is, you pass because we look like we could be English, right? And then we open our gobs and they hear our accent.
Exactly.
And the your cover's blown then.
I know. And then there was that lady a while ago who got into a lot of trouble, that Diane Abbott.
Go on.
So she wrote a letter into the paper saying that three groups of people who are white don't experience racism in the same way that black people do. And the two other groups, I'm not going to say what they are, right? So the two other groups kicked off and said, how are we do get racism against us? But Irish people were like, yeah, yeah, what's the problem? You know, it's not, being Irish is not the same as being black. We know, you didn't need to tell us.
Yeah, yeah.
But then she got into so much stuff that she had to pull it back.
Okay.
You know, and she had to say, actually, no, being Irish is the same as being black.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous.
Okay.
But we have to back her up.
Okay.
You know, so now anytime I see my black friends and they're complaining about some racism, I go, I know, flipping white people. You couldn't be up to them.
Okay. Now,
change it. I said flipping there.
Okay. Couldn't be up to it. Couldn't be up to it. That's the phrase of the day. Okay. Tell me about taking your cat on the bus.
Well, so I did get a cat recently.
That's a slightly bonkers things to do, isn't it?
It was.
Was it in a box? Were you just holding it?
I had him in like a papoose. Like I think he was enjoying it. He was so young at the time. He would have done anything.
I think he was enjoying. Okay, right. You didn't know.
But so that was in the first 6 months. But those days are gone. Unfortunately, he's very obstreperous young fella now. I caught him watching Andrew Tate the other day. He's a little.
Your cat was. So your cat, yeah. Is it Tomcat?
He's a boy, yes. I called him Paddy to make it easy for the English. Yes, now we're just housemates now at this point.
You're existing around each other, yeah.
Exactly.
Do you love your cat?
I do love him. I didn't think I would. I bored everybody in my life talking about the cat. That's what I didn't. I thought, you know, because people who had kids bored me, and I was like, "What are they going on about?" And then I got the cat, and I was like, "Oh, I get it. Get it now. Totally."
I do that.
What I have to do is I have to go on. I go on like Mum's Net. I just don't say it's a cat. So I'm commenting away on the threads. My little fella was on top of the door frame last night when I came home. And that's very serious. You might need to get a psychologist involved.
Yeah. Listen, tell us at the weekend what's happening.
I'm doing two shows. I'm doing one tonight. I'm hosting the show tonight. And then tomorrow night I'm doing another show.
You said
show.
That like head girl.
Yeah.
I'm hosting the show tonight.
I'm responsible, yes.
It'll be very good.
It's all going to go very well, yes. All the timings will be correct.
So it's the Ivy Garden Comedy Festival. It's all weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Come on down.
Come on down. You're doing a show tonight and a show on Saturday?
Tomorrow,
Friday. Yeah. Thursday, Friday. Okay. Yeah. Always a joy. Thanks great to see you. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Have a great gig. Thanks so much.